Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
Today's program is furnished by Speak the Word Ministries.
God has given His Word, and when you speak His Word, you're speaking power. You're wielding the sword of the Spirit. We are in a battle, and speaking God's Word is your weapon. It's the only weapon that you need.
Speak the Word.
It's time to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to teach God's Word and encourage the body of believers.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word. Speak, speak, speak God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Jo, continuing her message titled, Pause, Ponder, and Pray.
Speak the Word.
Friends, so many people are under the false impression that once you accept Jesus as your Lord, that the fight is over. However, from my experience, and I'm sure from a lot of you that are listening out there today, from your experiences, that you have also found out too that the fight had just begun. I know that the enemy came after me immediately. After I became a Christian, he came after me big time. It seemed like, friends, that he came after me like with a vengeance, as most of you can testify to, because a lot of you are listening have experienced the same thing and still do. You know, as a believer, you are going to get persecuted. You are going to get put down. You are going to be talked about. You are going to be laughed at. And the enemy is the one that is responsible for all of this, because it's the spirit of the enemy that's on the people that's doing what they do. But we have to understand that God has given His angels charge over us. As a matter of fact, I think in Hebrews 1:14, He says, He has sent His angels as ministering spirits to minister to those who would be saints. And He also says in Psalms 91, verse 11, where He has given His angels charge to watch over us, to protect us. You know, so we have to understand that God has His angels standing by. If you're a born-again believer, you've got an entourage of angels standing by. I don't see them, but I know they're there. I know the Holy Spirit's here because I feel Him. I don't think that He's ever tried to, He's ever ceased in trying to take you out either in some way or another. As I was just saying in Psalms 91:11, it says, For He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. And Exodus 23:20 says, God will send an angel to guard us. So we have to know that God is watching over us, and He does have His angels encamped around and about us to watch over us, make things happen. Now, that's a big deal, even though many of us on a daily basis do not watch what we say, as I was just saying. In other words, according to the Bible, we spew useless, trivial, idle words without much thought. Did you know that just one single word uttered from a person's mouth has the power to either destroy life or give life? Empty words, as I said before, and this message and the other one before, it's going to cost you a lot. As a matter of fact, Jesus put it this way in Matthew 12:35 in the Amplified Bible. You might want to write that down. It says, The good man from his inner good treasure flings forth good things, and the evil man out of his inner evil storehouse flings forth evil things. You'll find that in verse 35. He says, But I say to you, that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment, in verse 36. He says, For by your words you will be justified, and by your words, He says, you will be condemned, in verse 37. Apparently, Jesus thinks that speaking idle words really does matter, even though the word idle actually means petty, doing nothing, inoperative, and non-working. Jesus says that they are so important that we're going to have to give an account for them on the day of judgment. What Jesus is saying is, your words are so important because they reveal the inner attitude of your heart. Let me also add that unless you're speaking God's word over your situations, there's not going to be any positive change. You know, I told somebody recently, you know, they kept doing the same old thing over and over and over again, but they were getting the same old results over and over again. And I was trying to explain to them that, you know, maybe you might want to try doing it this way. And they said, well, that's okay. I'm just going to keep on doing it his way. And it didn't make any sense because none of the things they have done has been successful. And so it doesn't make sense if you keep on speaking the same thing or listening to the same thing or doing the same thing over and over again, and you're not getting any change in your life. In other words, your health is not getting better, your finances are not, you're not growing, you're not growing anywhere there, then you might want to think about changing the way you're doing things. In this case, change the way you talk. I just really cannot tell you the importance of that. You are speaking God's word as your confession of the word. Let me share something with you that I believe will help get you a better understanding of the importance of the words coming out of your mouth. You know, recently, I was listening to several prophetic ministers talk about what the Lord had put into their spirits concerning the year 2017 and what the number 17 represents. I felt in my spirit at that time they were right. The Lord was saying that in 2017, blessings were being released, but that blessings would come through confession. Well, I want you to know, brothers and sisters, this is not 2017 any more than this is a truth that still holds true. You know, blessings come from confessing God's word, believing His word, and then acting on it. This is what God anointed me to do years ago, is to teach His soldiers how to confess His word and how to apply it to their circumstances. And as the word says, with the heart you believe and with the mouth you speak. He tells us that in Romans 10:10. That's where you're talking about the confession for salvation. He said, with your heart you believe and with the mouth you speak. And in verse 8 it says, the word is nigh you, even in your mouth and in your heart. So he's saying it's in our mouth and it's in our hearts. And in verse 15, it says, see, I have set before you today life and prosperity, death and adversity. You know, I found this very interesting. The 17th letter in the Hebrew alphabet really is pay. It's just P-E-Y. And the word pay means mouth. You know, I thought that was really awesome. The prophetic minister said that the Lord told him believers must learn that in order to obtain victory, they must know how to confess the word with their mouths, that they can no longer sit back and pray and wait for God to do it. They have to begin to claim with their mouths God's promises. And that is so important. And that was what I was doing, you know, in this paper here, and I still do. I mean, it's some of the things, most of them on there I've already received over the years, confessing them in my health, in my finances, in the ministry, with family. They're all listed, you know, and you're constantly speaking it. You're giving your angels something to work with, you know. The Bible tells us, I think it's in Psalms 120, but he says that His angels, the mighty ones, hearken to His voice to hasten to bring it about. So what He's saying here, that His angels are hastening to bring about what you say. And I do have this little book here called The Heart and Mouth Connection that I have on my website. And it has a lot of things in it. It says, if you can't speak words of faith, if you can't say something positive and God breathe, please don't speak unbelief. You know, it has all kinds of stuff in this little booklet, and you can find that over on my website. That'll show up. Of course, they have a lot of other information over there too. He was saying that we can no longer sit back and pray and wait for God to do it. They have to begin to claim with their mouths God's promises. And that's what I was just saying. And 2 Corinthians 4:13 says, and since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed, and therefore I spoke. We also believe, and therefore speak. He also said, this is the year that you learn to shut up and to know when to keep the mouth closed. As a matter of fact, I have a message on there's a time to pray and a time to speak. I think it's really a good message. You know, God gives us an example of this in Joshua 6:10 in the story of Jericho. He instructed Joshua to tell the men not to utter a word until the day that he would tell them what to do. By the way, it was not until the seventh day of circling the city and not until the seventh time of circling on the seventh day was the shout of victory as the walls of Jericho came down. But you know, let me tell you this, you know, we all, most of us Christians are familiar with the story of, about the walls of Jericho and them marching around it. But we also know that the walls, they said, were so thick that chariots, you know, they could have a chariot race on them. So they weren't just little walls like we might see today. I mean, they were huge walls. Like I said, you could do a race on them. They did not use anything except their mouth and God's word, and did what God told them to do through their mouths. They marched around the walls of Jericho 7 times, 7 days. And it says, and then when the Lord told them what to do, you know, they shout, you know, on that seventh day, they shouted out, and the shout was the shout of victory as the walls of Jericho came down. And they say the walls, they didn't just crumble, they just went down, all the way down, flat to the ground. God knew, I do really believe that God knew if they had been able to talk, they were not able to, or not allowed to talk, the men that was walking around the wall, they would have been complaining and speaking words of doubt and would have talked themselves out of their victory. And Luke 1, verse 5, talks about Zechariah and Elizabeth and how the Lord sent an angel to close his mouth because of his unbelief. And as I said before, with the walls of Jericho, let me go back to that for just a little bit. It's because sometimes we just don't know how to keep our mouths shut. And I've testified on this before, you know, when I was in the hospital with my husband, and how me keeping my mouth shut saved his life and kept him from getting a pacemaker. And I'm not going to talk about that today. You can find that in another message. But the importance of keeping your mouth shut, and sometimes we have to practice on keeping it shut. In this case, God shut Zechariah's mouth for him. It says in Luke 1:5, said Luke talks about Zechariah and Elizabeth and how the Lord sent an angel to close his mouth because of his unbelief. You know, a lot of people are familiar with that in Luke chapter 1. Elizabeth and Zechariah both were of age, and he was a priest, and she was unable to have a baby. But the one time he was elected to go in to the temple, you know, and pray, and while he was in the temple, this angel appeared to him and was telling him, giving him a message from the Lord about him becoming a father, about Elizabeth. And Zechariah was saying, well, how can I know that's true? And so because of his unbelief, he was stricken dumb. And so when he came outside of the temple and was talking to the other priests out there, they knew something was wrong, but, you know, he couldn't talk. And he kept him that way all the way through Elizabeth's pregnancy. And because the angel had told him that she would have a baby and they would name him John, you know, and so I don't know what he thought about that, but he said, how am I going to know that's true? But anyway, the Lord struck him dumb, and he stayed that way until the baby was born. And then when the baby was born, people asked him, said, what are you going to name the baby? You know, because at that time, most of the people, and still do sometimes, people would name their children, you know, after other people, you know, after a relative or something. And so Zechariah said, we're going to name him John. he wrote that down. I actually had to write it down on a piece of paper. They were going to name him John. And the people looked at him surprised, you know, because they said, well, you're going to name him John. You know, they thought he was going to name him after, you know, one of the relatives. But my point is, to the whole thing, is that sometimes we just have to learn when to put a zipper on it and when to talk. As like I've said before in a lot of my messages, there's a time to pray and there's a time to speak. And there's a time to shut up and not say anything. And like I said, if you're honest, you'll know that this is just what we do a lot of the time. And so God had to send a prophet in our way to say that this is a time to shut up. You know, when I was talking about the prophetic person that we were listening to, he said, don't go around talking about other believers. Don't criticize. Don't be judgmental. The Lord says, as you judge, so shall you be judged, according to Matthew 7:2. Remember, like I've said before, your words are magnets that will draw either good or evil. Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you. They can bring life or they can bring death. Your words have this kind of power. Your words have a lot of power. Think about that. You know, the words you speak over yourself, the words you speak over your circumstances and your situations will always determine if you'll experience victory or if you're going to suffer defeat. So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and your blessings over others instead of cursing yourself and those around you. You know, let me talk about this for a while, because a lot of the people listening will probably have jobs and probably have bosses and working. But the Lord brought this to my attention too, because I know that the Lord watches everything we do. You know, as a matter of fact, the Word tells us that everything we do, to do it as unto Him. But it says, if you're not happy with your boss, do you tell everyone how you feel? Speaking negative words over your boss to your coworkers or your family members or anyone that will listen. Speaking this way will prevent you from getting a raise or getting ahead. God's Word tells us to do everything as unto Him, as I just said. In Galatians 3:23 and 24, in the God Word translation, it says, whatever you do, do it wholeheartedly, as though you were working for your real master and not merely for humans. In verse 24, you know that your real master will give you an inheritance as your reward. It is Christ, your real master, whom you're serving. So he's saying that, you know, you think you're serving your boss, but you're not. You're serving Jesus, you know, because if you're a believer, then he says, we're his hands, we're his mouth, we're his feet. And when whatever we're doing for others, he says, we're doing for him. So when you treat them right, you know, you're going to be blessed by it. So let me encourage you right now to begin blessing your boss's business and your coworkers on a daily basis. You can speak curses or you can speak blessings over someone, but God said you get to choose. He has set both before you, according to Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. God has given you His Word, a two-edged sword. For the Word of God is quick and sharper than a two-edged sword, in Hebrews 4:12. You know, I can imagine that some of you listening would say, well, Pastor Joe, you don't know my situation. You don't know my circumstances. You don't know how bad my boss is. You don't know how hard it is working with some of the coworkers that I work with. No, I don't know that. But I haven't always been a minister either. And I have had jobs where I managed people and I worked with people. But I also know that what God is talking about, He's not saying anything about how your boss acts or anything like that. He's talking about you. He's talking about how we act. He's not talking about the boss or coworkers. He's talking about us. He's talking about our attitude. And when Jesus comes back, according to the Word of God, we stand before Him alone. We don't have to stand for what this person's doing or that person over there is doing. We only have to just stand for ourselves in front of Him. And if being nice instead of being the other way, it's going to get you raises or get you lifted up. Why not? It pleases God. You know, if it pleases God, He's going to have the person to bless you. It's as simple as that. He says He has given you the power to declare and decree in Job 22:28, according to His word. He has said that life and death is in the power of His tongue, according to Proverbs 18:21. The Lord gave me a revelation of this truth at the beginning of my ministry. He gave me revelation that every word I speak has the ability to create because it is a seed that will produce after its own kind. We talked about that a little bit earlier. There is a connection between our brain and the words that we speak, which scientists have already recognized. And I don't have time to go into a lot of detail in this, but it does say that the neurosurgeons have discovered that the speech center in the brain rules over and has total dominion over all the nerves. Think about that. They're just figuring out what the Bible has taught us all along. And James 3:2 says that the tongue is the least member of our body, but can bridle the whole body. In other words, if we could control our tongues, we would be perfect and could also control ourselves in every other way. But we all know, without the help of the Holy Spirit, no one can control their tongues. Neurosurgeons have also discovered that the speech nerve center has such power over all of the body that simply speaking, can give one control over his body to manipulate it in the way he wishes. Think about that and the power that is in your words. If every day you say, "I'm getting weak," all your nerves receive that message. In other words, pretty soon you're going to become weak. And what am I trying to say? My point is, and the neurosurgeons are trying to tell you that your brain is affected by what the words that you speak. Your body obeys your word. And I don't have time to get too much into this as I would like to, but I want you to know that simply speaking can give one control over his body to manipulate it. In other words, do this in a good way. If your arm was hurting like mine was hurting last night, I just speak to the arm, you know, I speak to you, I speak to every cell, every nerve in my body, every muscle and joint, and command you to relax and be calm in Jesus' name. That's what I'm saying. We have authority. We have the authority to speak over our body. We have authority to call finances in. We have all this authority given to us in the Word. All we have to do is just remember that this is not going to happen or take place unless we come into agreement with the Word of God and start using this degree to speak with what He says.
Speak the Word to your body. Speak the Word to your mind. Speak the Word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
And with that special word, we've come to the end of our broadcast today with author, Bible teacher, and speaker, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, here on Speak the Word. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with a special closing thought. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation to Speak the Word Ministries with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as He said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak His word, and the answer is in the Word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly. Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speaktheWordMinistry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, I thank you that your word is living, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, praise your holy name, and our joints and our marrow, and is even a discerner of our thoughts and intents of our heart. Lord, I pray that you'll give us the wisdom to be careful what we listen to and what we feed on, for we'll end up in our hearts and will eventually come out of our mouths. And everything that comes out of our mouths will affect our health and our finances and even our relationships. And even though we may not have given it much thought, words cost and words can hurt and words last. Help us, God, to understand that when we accepted Jesus as our Lord, that He gave us a new heart. And He said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So I pray, Lord, that we will let our converted hearts tell our renewing minds what to say. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. And join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand against the word of God. Against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.